And it's time for us to do another one of our, another in the series of the award-winning, another segment in the series, the award-winning series, Brad and John Go Behind the Prison Walls. And the purpose of this series is, of course, to educate the public. To you hear these stories, you think, "Well, I don't want to go to prison. I'm gonna behave myself. I'm not gonna do anything."
It's a scared straight. It's an extension of the Scared Straight program.
And today's lesson is going to be is certainly that you don't want to break the laws, and if you're gonna be involved in some kind of crime, you certainly don't want to do it while wearing a KISM T-shirt. Brad and John behind the prison walls.
We can't
with a listener, apparently.
We can't be responsible or track where all the T-shirts go when we hand them out. Most of them are good people, we feel.
But we don't know. Once you get one of those shirts, maybe you give it to somebody else in the family or a friend or something like that.
Your brother grabs it out of the laundry, and your brother has been a knucklehead for the last 10 years.
So on the Bellingham Police Department Facebook page yesterday was a picture of a guy who was wanted for involvement in some kind of thievery.
He robbed a grocery store.
Well, I don't know if he was shoplifting. I don't know what he did. I don't know what he did. He was involved in some kind of thievery at the Safeway store in Bellingham. That's all we know from what it said.
Can we embellish
the Facebook page? No, we can't.
Can we just say he was running naked through the produce section?
We can't. No, we can't. Now it is.
It's not in court yet. We're not under a judge's
this
watch.
This guy's got. What? If you want to put yourself out on Front Street, you got good representation. So all I know is what was on the Bellingham Police Department Facebook page, and that was a picture of a. It was a big picture of a guy. It looked like he was leaving the Safeway store, and he was wearing
a KISM shirt,
big logo, black shirt, big logo on the front.
So it's one of the newer shirts.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's probably within that way. The one with the bigger KISM oblong kind of thing is something we only did in the last two or three years on the front. It's been on the back before. And given that this guy's committing crimes, maybe he's wearing his shirt
backwards.
It could be backwards altogether.
Yeah.
I'm not putting that past him.
Yeah. So the Bellingham Police Department has this on there, and it says, if anybody knows who this is, please get a hold of us. Please contact us. So we see that, and then we put it up on our Facebook page. And then I call the Bellingham Police Department because I want to know what's going on. What happened here? I want more to the story.
Sure.
And so I leave.
That's what the Brad and John show does, is get more to the story.
So I leave a message with the proper person over there who would answer those questions. And I don't hear anything back yesterday. Meanwhile, after a couple hours yesterday, it's up on our Facebook page. It's on the Bellingham Police Department Facebook page. And it's on our page. And people are making all kinds of fantastic remarks on the Brad and John Facebook page about what may or may not have transpired. But after a few hours...
That said Brad put on weight, I didn't really appreciate. That wasn't me.
After a few hours, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone from the Bellingham Police Department website.
Stolen like so much produce.
So I don't know what happened. So I get a message this morning on my phone from the Bellingham Police Department. And the woman with the police department says that we are still investigating the crime, but she led me to believe that this person has been, they know who this individual is.
Huh. It's just a matter of going and getting them.
She said, and I'll use her words. She said, I might be exaggerating here, but we got like a million responses to this. So they had little problem apparently identifying who this individual is, and they're still investigating the crime, whatever the crime was. I don't know what it was that happened here in the store, but they are investigating it. So she said we can't comment on it right now because it is an active investigation.
But doesn't sound like it's going to be active for long.
It sounds like that. Well, I don't know if there are others involved in it or not. I have no idea. I don't know where this whole thing leads, but I think, you know, that guy, I think wearing that shirt, I think that, you know, that's going to be attention getting.
Sure.
You know, and people are going, I know who's got one of those shirts. I know who's got one. I know that's got, that so-and-so's got one of those shirts, you know? So I don't think he did himself any favors in whatever way he was involved in whatever happened at this store by wearing that shirt.
But think about it, when he is captured and they do take his personal effects from him and whatever stretch of time that he ends up doing courtesy of the state.
Again, we don't know. We're not quite certain what he may have done.
Perhaps. But when he has paid his debt to society and he gets his personal effects back, it'll be like getting a new KISM t-shirt all over again because he'll get it back.
Yes, yeah.
I've been missing this.
It's still fresh. Yeah. So I'm thinking that this year for the 92 days of summer, when we give away those t-shirts, we may, KISM shirts, we may just put numbers on the back of them and skip the middleman and just go right to that and issue a KISM shirt
with
the numbers on the back.
And stripes.
And stripes. Brad and John, behind the prison walls. Don't wear your shirts involved if you're going to be involved in the commission of a crime.